Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is an incredible couple that I've spent a lot of time with in the recent year. And this is Matt and Candida Wolfram out of Houston, Texas. They are very successful individuals. Before we bring them on, let's just give you a little background. They're both very successful. They had worked in the oil and gas industry, which is pretty high-paying business, and both of them had great jobs. They made good money. They traveled. They had a great time. They had absolutely no reason to believe they needed to come and join Lifestyles Unlimited. They'd already bought single-family houses. They already had real estate in their portfolio, so they were the complete package. And yet somehow they showed up at our doorstep. We're very glad they made it because they've contributed to our program a lot, and we'd like to bring them on and share their story today. Matt and Candida, welcome to the show.
Hey, Del.
Hey, Del. How are you?
Come on, Matt. Don't get too excited now.
It's my normal.
I know that. I just got to get everybody out there to understand. Matt is the calm, quiet, you know, never speak one, and Candida is the I got to get excited about this and talk all about it. So that's fine. They've got a system down. She speaks and, you know, he listens, whatever. But I'm glad you guys can make it on. Love your story. Why don't you share with people that don't know who you are from the beginning? Right? You were not the people out there starving. You were not the people out there with a miserable life. You had it all, and yet you were still looking for more. How do people like yourselves who are success-driven like that, how do you find your way through both? You know, obviously, you've got college degrees and, you know, high-end degrees. You've got good jobs. You made good money. How did you get into single-family rent houses and why? And then you can tell everybody how you found us. Let's start there. How did you get into single families from being successful already?
So, Del, yeah. So, Matt and I both have engineering degrees as undergraduate, and we actually met in grad school. We went back to get our MBAs, and that's when we met. And so, fast forward a few years, we were living in Houston. We were making excellent money by any account. And we had a lot of money invested in the stock market, and what really started us looking into alternative investment vehicles was actually Uncle Sam. Like, our tax bill was enormous. I mean, you can imagine with two strong W-2s, we were paying a lot of taxes. And one of our good friends, Eric Johnson, had been a long-time investor with Lifestyles Unlimited. And so he started talking to us about, hey, you know, you should be, you know, maybe consider looking into real estate. So we had a long conversation with him, and he says, go attend the Financial Freedom Seminar. So we did that. But, you know, in between that conversation and signing up for the seminar, he started sending us, at the time, lead investors were still sending quarterly distributions by check. So he started sending us pictures of those checks in the mail. And I said, wait a minute, you can start getting money in the mail.
Well, that's brutal, huh?
So, yeah, I mean, we were putting in long hours. We had two young children at the time, and so we were both very busy. But really, the drive behind looking for something different was our tax bill. And then, you know, initially it was just, let's do something to maybe alleviate or shelter some of this income from income taxes. And then it turned into a whole nother strategy after we saw the art of the possible once we had been there for a little while.
Okay. So you did single family houses on your own. What was your approach to that when you started?
We didn't. We owned, stock market investments was the extent of our real estate experience when we joined, was the extent of our investment experience when we joined Lifestyles Unlimited.
Oh, okay. So you picked up the houses afterwards.
All
right. So let's go to the 2-day then. You're both highly educated people. What aha moments did each of you pull out of that 2 day? Because there's always something that, you know, turns the switch.
So, you know, for, you know, the 2 day for us was a little different because, as Khan just said, we were both working at the time. So we actually split that. She went first, I went second. And I'll let her answer for what her moment was out of that 2 day. But, you know, I went and basically it was month two. So we'd already signed up. We were committed at that point. But even still a month later, just going through the multifamily, the second day, the multifamily day, and being able to see the growth potential in your net worth and in the equity positions you have in multifamily and how that can just kind of snowball and spiral and continue to build on itself was really eye-opening for me. That was the biggest thing that I took away from it.
For me was this calculation that they still do it because our kids just attended the 2 day a couple of months ago when they did it. There's a calculation that you guys do, which is your passive return on net worth, or, you know, return on net worth or something to that extent, which is like 0.000, you know, every single dollar that you're making, basically you're trading time for money. Like there was no passive income to speak of. And so that was very eye-opening.
That is a pretty painful observation to take all of your passive income and then take all of your net worth and you go, man, we're doing pretty darn good. And we've even got some good investments. And then you look at what you're actually receiving from all that and you find out it's less than 1%. That's pretty devastating, but it's true for everybody. That's so, you know, as devastating as it is, it's pretty much across the board. So that's great. All right. So you came out of the 2 day and since you went at different times, did you start investing right away or did you wait for Matt to get through his version or his classes?
We went pretty much right away. So as a matter of fact, when Conjita went, she actually signed up after day one. So day two, while she was taking the multifamily classes, I was actually at home doing, you know, at the time it was, you know, all the online education that was out there. I was starting to dive through all the classes that were available online. So we were pretty much bought in from the beginning. And, you know, we immediately started trying to go after some passive investments, you know, meeting leads, getting on lists and seeing what was out there.
I think I need to caveat that, Del, because I think that both Matt and I are just skeptical people by nature. And so when you go to Lifestyles Unlimited and you start learning about real estate, there's a whole world that you don't, you know, like we went to college, we had good jobs, but nobody had ever taught us about the opportunity to invest in real estate. I think the thing that really broke the ice here was the fact that one of our friends, who's somebody who is very, you know, drives everything by spreadsheet, is an engineer, he had been investing with Lifestyles for, I think at the time, 7 years. And so that gave us a level of confidence that I think that, to be honest, normally we wouldn't normally have. So I just wanted to put it out there because, like I said, skepticism, you know, we're very skeptical people. But the fact that somebody that we knew and trusted had been doing it for so long successfully was really kind of like I said, broke the ice for us to get in.
I like skeptical people. That's why I like you guys. I do love skeptical people because I prefer working with people that are a little more conservative and not the something for nothing, instantaneously, gratificationally diseased people, but they're out there and we work with them also. As you got into this, how did you first get started? As a passive deal or did you go right into being a lead?
Yeah, so both of us had full-time jobs, full-time kids. I mean, it was just, you know, we were all over the place. So our initial idea was we're going to, you know, just invest money as passive investors into multifamily deals. Like, I don't want to be a landlord, and we don't have time for this.
So, Matt, did you pick the deals or does Candida pick the deals? How does this work?
It's very much a team approach, Del. I mean, we discussed, you know, kind of what our goals were, what we wanted to get out of it, and agreed on the parameters that we were looking for deals. And from that point, it was just a matter of, you know, going to events, you know, connecting with the other lead investors, and finding people that we were comfortable with and evaluating deals that came out, with the mindset of, you know, now that we've we've you know signed up and joined the group. You know that money that we spent to do that, we needed to get a return on that too. So you know it was all, you know, it was about not sitting around and waiting. It was about how do we take action on this to prove it out, make sure it works, and then go from there.
Okay. As you looked for deals, you must have had some type of parameters you were looking for. Can you share with us what was your parameters, and did you put more weight on the jockey or the horse, as I always call it, the deal or the lead investor doing the deal?
Well, at that time we were still the rookie investors, so we kind of waited. There was weight on both of them. It wasn't heavily one way or the other. We needed a deal that we wanted some kind of good cash flow off of the deal, as well as some potential for large equity event at some point in the deal. And that's kind of what we were looking for. Is it needed to have both of those components with a logic behind it that we could see and believe in, and we also needed to trust that the lead was going to be able to do what they said they were going to do. So we kind of weighed both of those equally, and our biggest concern when we joined was honestly and it's probably a common one: can we find a deal, right? You've got however many thousands of members, and they're all kind of chasing the same things, and the real concern is, okay, how long is it going to take, and how can we what are we going to get into? And that was quickly became quickly apparent that that wasn't going to be an issue. You had more deals out there than you could really invest in, and you actually had to be selective about the ones that you were trying to go after.
Okay, so as you went into this, how did you find the deals? I say that because we think this is just, we take it for granted how easy it is in lifestyle to find these people, these deals, and so forth. The average person out there is going, I have no idea what I'm doing. Explain to people how you work through this system and found the deals you were interested in.
It was as simple as attending the events and talking to the lead investors, talking to other passives as well, to find out who they like and who they don't like. You make your connections via the network that's out there, and once you do that, the deals start showing up. And like I said, at that point, it becomes more about, which one do I want to invest in, as opposed to can I find a deal that actually works? The real key is getting out there, networking and talking with the leads and the passives and all the other Lifestyles members to find, the deal that works for you.
One of the superpowers of Lifestyles Unlimited is the ability to network. And so that is definitely something that we didn't take for granted going in. And so just forming those relationships, meeting lead investors, emailing them, getting on their distribution list. And once they had a deal available or they were looking for funding, they start sending you information and you start evaluating that at that point. But I think that the power of the network is something that is very unique to Lifestyles Unlimited. I haven't seen that, really anywhere else.
So I noticed that even now you've already retired, both of you retired, you've got not only passive deals, many, many, many deals you've been into, and you also are a lead investor yourselves now. Even after all that, I notice every time when we get up from one of our meetings, you gravitate into little groups of four or five couples. You're still doing that, so you're still networking just as hard, huh?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, that's one of the things I really like about Lifestyles is just, our kids roll their eyes all the time because we talk about real estate quite a bit. And to me, it's fun. I mean, it's something that I enjoy doing, and I don't ever see that stopping. So, that's one of the things that even me, as you said, the quiet, reserved guy. I mean, I do, that is one of the things that I do enjoy about it is just being able to go network, talk to people about what's going on, hear their stories and share my experiences as well.
Just sharing our journey, and because again, we grew up without exposure to this side of how do you make a living. And so helping people see that, like, hey, we're just normal people. We had, we owned our house whenever we joined Lifestyles. It's not like we come with this, long history of real estate investors. Although there are people in Lifestyles that are indeed that. So you find all, both ends of the spectrum. So we talk a lot to passives, but we also talk a lot to leads. And with the leaves, the networking is a little different, right? Like, it's like, well, a tree branch fell on our building. How did you, you know, that happened to you too. How did you deal with that? And how did, you know, so you learn from each other.
Yeah, it's funny. I was telling Lynn the other day, I said, you know, you just got to understand what really goes on is that there are five people in every one of our lives that are the connectors in the group. And those five people put a party together in 5 seconds. Go, hey, we're all going to meet over here. And boom, 20 people will show up, right? And there'll be dinner and cocktails. But as soon as you walk in, like I missed one of those parties the other day because I was at teaching the class with you guys were there. And they said, come on over. I said, oh, I'm tired. Okay, come on over. So I came over, sat down. It's like everybody's drinking. They're having a good time, having dinner. And first thing is I reached over and go like, did you hear about that deal? And then all, you know, boom, everybody's into real estate. It just, when you said that your kids think you're crazy, it really is nice to have people to talk about the stuff you like to do and that know about it and are interested in it. Would you agree with that? It really becomes your closest friends.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So we're going to have to get you guys to come out and eat with us sometime. You guys have a great time, I guarantee you.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah, you got to get everybody's in the same boat. You are. We got real estate and we got kids. I mean, what else do you have in life, right? That's what it comes down to. But, you know, you got to at some point realize you want to have fun, not just own real estate. So we'll get you out for that sometime soon. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Matt and Candida and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments. The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Matt and Candida Wolfram out of Houston, Texas. And as we went to break, we were talking about them doing passive deals, and let's talk, guys, how many passive deals have you done? How many total units is that? How long a period of time did it take to get there, et cetera? Let's start with that.
I can talk about a little bit about that, Del. We have been in 23 passive deals totaling 3,500 doors. I know this because I was just looking it up yesterday. We have invested continuously since we joined in 2016. So we keep adding a few, and a few of those have sold. So currently we have 16. One of them actually just sold last week. We currently have 16 deals in our portfolio, and about 3,100 doors or so. But yeah, it's been a, you know, it's every year we add a few, you know, 2 to 3. I think some years we added as many as 5. But then kind of during COVID, 2020, 2021, we had none. So, you know, it just kind of goes like that.
So at what point did you decide that you wanted to become leads and why?
So, I mean, I guess the lead thing has always been on our radar. You know, if you go back, you know, we were both, you know, successful in upper management in oil and gas industry. And so it kind of, the idea of being able to, you know, run a business and we have skills that transfer over from that on, you know, both management and accounting side and finance and all that. So we always had it in the back of our mind that it was something we'd like to do. The real issue came down to timing and jobs and all that. So it wasn't until we both were able to retire from our jobs, which, you know, I retired in about 11 months after we joined Lifestyles, and Conjita took her a little bit longer because she had some golden handcuffs that she had to hang around for. So when she got out of her job, that's when we really started pursuing that full time. But it was always something that we had discussed and were in the background kind of planning for when the time was right.
So that sounds a little confusing to my audience here. So let's clarify this a little bit. It seems rather aggressive that you could have bought enough real estate in 11 months to retire. Did you have a retirement package, or were you, you know, just living off Candida's income and your real estate? Tell us how does someone with a high paying job like you break into retirement in 11 months?
Well, no, I mean, it was definitely, there's no retirement package or anything. I worked for a much smaller company, so I had, you know, mine was basically just a straight, you know, you got what you got, and that was the end of it. So, you know, when you do the math on what you actually take home out of that and what you need to replace from, you know, with real estate income, it isn't as big a number as you really think it is. We had some passive investments that were paying off. I think we had three or four of them at the time. And then we just did the math on the back of a napkin to say, okay, what's the income delta and how do we get there? And the fastest way was single family houses, because those start paying immediately once you take ownership of them. So that's where our single family portfolio came in, and we went and bought 8 houses in the course of, you know, it was a little, we bought 8 houses in, it was less than a year, a little over a year. And by house 6 or 7, it gave us enough income off of those, plus the multifamily that I was able to leave, and we were still whole with. And, you know, that was what I did then for the next few years, was manage single family houses and, you know, do other real estate related investing research for us. So I ran the house and Conjita kept working.
For people out there that don't understand this, I'm going to do a little math for you, for them, not for you. You already know it, but it's in reference to what you just mentioned. If you guys are both working in high paid jobs, that means you're in at least the 35% tax bracket. I'm in the 42% tax bracket, but you're at least in the 35. And then you have to pay Social Security and Medicare. Because you work for somebody else, it's only half. So you pay 7.2 or 3, whatever that is. So you're in the 41% tax bracket. 41% of everything that you earn, you're not taking home. Then whatever else you're sticking in, your 401k, your insurance package, et cetera, et cetera. So you're only, you know, you're only replacing 55-56% of what you earn to be even. Does that make sense?
Yep. That's exactly what the math is. And, you know, when you do that, it doesn't, you know, you realize you're not as far away as you think you are.
Yeah, that's amazing. Think about it, if you lived in California, you paid another 12% state tax.
Yeah. So not only, right? So yeah, the single family portfolio doesn't allow Matt to retire, but also, and this gets to be a little, you know, in the weeds, if you will, but at the time, he was able to check the box for a real estate professional that brought on all kinds of other benefits. And so from a tax perspective,
it allows you, first of all, the most important one, to carry forward all of your real estate losses onto your earned income.
Correct.
And that's a big deal, especially if you had still had earned income, because otherwise, because you had such high earned income, you would not have been able to write off more than, I think it's like $25,000 a year.
25, yeah. So we could offset everything. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's an amazing first step. I think it blows you away that, like, I got back, you know, I pay in a lot of tax because I own a bunch of different businesses that are not real estate. They're just, you know, service businesses and other things I own. And so I got back a check for $1.2 million this year.
Well,
before you get all excited, remember I had to pay that in to get it back. So don't right. Like, don't go, whoa, whoopee, woo, wow, no.
Yeah, but you got
I got back
right?
My money is what happened,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
But. Just that in itself is worth doing it. You know what I mean? Just getting your money back is
yep.
A good thing. So that's great. So we got you guys into that. You decided you wanted to be entrepreneurs, business people. I'm going to ask you a question. I know you don't want to admit it, but just on the outside looking in, did you have any of that? You know, honey, I think we can do this better than some of these people that we put our money with. I mean, you put a lot of different deals together, so you're not pointing the finger at any one person, but you might have found that one or two of them, you might have said, you know, we could do this a lot better ourselves than what we're seeing here. What do you think? Am I just making that up?
No, I think there was a little of that. I think that there was a bit of that. But also, I don't know, Del, you know, the reality is I am a little bit of a control freak. And so I think that having control and visibility, you know, whenever you're getting your monthly reports from leads and they're telling you, you know, occupancy is 85% and this is the reason, blah, 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 in the back of your mind, you're always like, are you working, you know, what are you doing? Are you working hard? And, you know, you kind of want to ask those questions, right? And whenever it's your deal, you know every day what's happening. And so I think that in part of that, part of it was, yeah, maybe we can control our own destiny a little bit better. We can, I don't know if doing it better is the right way to put it, but having a little more control and visibility over what was really going on in the business. I don't know,
right.
Matt. How do you feel?
I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, I think it is, you know, the statement was made, and I won't say by who, but the statement was made that, you know, if they can do it, we can do it. And so there was definitely a confidence that, you know, it was, we can do it. Maybe not necessarily better, but we can definitely do it, and we can be successful at it.
Okay. So let's talk about how you decided to pick your first deal. Tell us about your first deal. How did you find it? And what did you like about it that made it something you wanted to try for your first deal?
So we looked for a while in the Houston area, and we weren't successful in finding anything there. And then you did a wonderful thing, and you decided to open up a realty branch in Tennessee. And we were one of the first calls that were made up there, because I'm originally from Knoxville, and, you know, my family still lives in Knoxville. We're up there on a very regular basis and know the area well. And so we called and said, you know, hey, if you do anything in Knoxville, you know, let me know and we'll take a look at it. And as it turns out, one of the first deals that we saw from Knoxville is a property that is less than a mile away from the house that I grew up in. It's a mile away from my sister's house. It's essentially the neighborhood that I grew up in. What we liked about it was one of these that the owner had owned it for a couple of, you know, like 15 years, I think. He, you know, bought it at a whole different cost base, so he was running it pretty cheap. He hadn't raised the rents because he didn't really need to. Hadn't done a lot of updates on it. So, I mean, we saw a lot of opportunity there in terms of just bringing it to current market conditions, you know, market, you know, interiors and finishes, and being able to, you know, get the appropriate rents for it as well. So we went after that deal, and we were successful getting it. We've owned it now for almost 3 years, and have done very well with it. We've raised rents on it by, you know, $200-$300 a unit, and have, you know, done all the interior upgrades to justify that, to get the rents. Have very happy residents, and it's doing really well for us and our investors.
What was the next deal you did?
So after we got that one up, we were presented with a deal that's just outside of Nashville. It's a 97-unit property that we, again, you know, took a look at, liked what we saw, and went after that one. And we closed on that one earlier this year, so we've owned that one for, whatever it is, 3-4 months now. We're right in the, you know, smack dab in the middle of doing more or less the same kind of things, you know, interior upgrades. We've done some amenity upgrades on that, and just working to you know, transition that property into what we see it can be going forward.
Okay. So how far apart are those two properties, just out of curiosity?
They're about 2.5 hours apart. So it's a little bit of a drive, but it's nothing terrible. I mean, it's easily something you can get back and forth between the two of them. And, you know, we regularly schedule trips up there to go, you know, spend some time at both of them and make sure things are going the way we want them to. We do have third-party management that's running them that we've used on both properties successfully, have a great relationship with them as well. You know, the key there is, you know, making sure that you're, you know, again, it's your business, it's your property, so you need to understand everything that's going on there. So we're actively engaged with them on a daily basis as to what's going on at both places.
So we were discussing yesterday in our business meeting about the fact that we're now splitting the expo into two expos so that we can spread it out across the country. And one of them was going to be in the East Coast. That first property you talked about, would you say that was in Tennessee? Where was that at?
Yep, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Seems to me they were mentioning something like that area, that we have a lot of properties there. Is that the area we have a lot of properties, or is it somewhere else?
We do. We have a lot of them in Knoxville. I think we have some like 5 or 6 properties in Knoxville itself. You know, a couple more in Chattanooga, a few around Nashville, some up in like the Johnson City area. And we've got, you know, that's another great thing about Lifestyles is, you know, we're constantly, you know, networking and learning with each other and including the leads. You know, we have a meeting once a month, you know, with the Tennessee owners to basically discuss, you know, operations, problems, you know, good, bad, ugly, you know, and it's really helpful for everybody in the group, you know, as we're, you know, basically all pulling together to move everybody in a positive direction there.
Well, you guys, you may be seeing an expo very close to your area. Then we might ask you to do a road trip for us. And during the expo, you guys up for that?
Yeah, we would definitely be up for that.
All right. Well, it's going to happen this year. We're splitting it up. We're going East Coast, West Coast type of thing. So there should be something out your way there. I don't know what. And we're still looking. We're trying to find venues and so forth. So let's move on. Let's talk about for you, now that you've done this, how do you see the world past where you're at now? What are you thinking that you're going to do? What's your goals? How does it all work out for you? How do you rationalize it? Because there is a next level, guys, and that is the, okay, we figure this thing out. We just buy another one. We get as rich as we want to be. How much activity do we want? How much money do we want? You know, the trade-off is there. And, you know, do we get a larger property and not have more properties to manage, or keep adding, you know, do the rinse and repeat and just buy more of what we already know how to do? Tell us your plan. How do you see yourself?
I think so, Del, you know, it is a balance between, because ultimately being lead investors is a full-time job, but it's the beauty of it is that we can do it from anywhere, right? I mean, we have property calls when we're in the middle of Disney World. You know, we've done Zoom calls from a cruise ship. So, you know, our jobs, if you want to call it that, are very portable. But Matt and I agree that we will likely never own more than 3 lead deals at one time, because we are a small team. So, you know, it's us, and in our case, we have a property management company that we work with, but it's not like we have regional managers. And I think that our ambition is not to grow to that point, because we want to maintain our lifestyle. Having the flexibility to go to the gym at noon or what have you is what we want to preserve. So I think that the goal would be, and we are not into a rapid acquisition mode. I mean, you know, we might be looking at another property sometime over the course of 2026, but no sooner than that. But, you know, I think that it's unlikely that we'll ever own more than 3 at a time.
Last question. Tell us about your kids. I was reading through your bio, and I thought it was really interesting that your kids were investors with you in some of these deals, and then I loved what your daughter had to say.
They were 8 and 10, and when we bought one of our first single-family homes, they were little investors with us, and so they were already getting quarterly cash flows from that house. Then they had a little bit of money that they get, you know, like a couple of $1,000 that they invested into multifamily deals through us, of course, you know, and we were paying their quarterly cash flows. One of them actually just sold, and they made their total return for that deal was something like 180%. And they've just completed their second 2-day 2 months ago.
There you go. Excellent. Well, glad you guys could come on. Thank you very much for your story. And for the rest of you out there, remember this. It's not just the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.